UFO issues. The hardest working UFO picture analyst has done it again. He has interpreted a Mars photo as containing a UFO crash. He bases his claim on a photo of Mars which could be of anything, including a couple of rocks. To this photo investigator, everything in a photo can look like alien devices. Some photos are clearly plagued by lights and shadows which contribute to making us think objects have certain shapes which they may not have. Quite frankly, we can't tell the size of what we are looking at, and it could just as easily be a mountain as it could be a bump on the ground. Actually, if we look at what is around it which looks like rocks, the object could be just a couple of feet in diameter. It is easy to imagine it could be a UFO, but we would need far more proof before we could come to that conclusion. I am not going to name this person because at least he is very enthusiastic and I applaud him for that, and if one looks at enough of the NASA photos with fine magnification, it certainly has been possible to see things in the photos which shouldn't be there, and I am sure even this guy has been right a few times. If you would like to see what I am talking about, you can get the address from the written article. Another UFO investigator reported a black object was scanning the International Space Station while it was in space near it. The investigator went on to say there was some kind of an or force field around the object. Immediately after his remarks were posted, several people came out to discredit him. One even said he believed there was dirt on the lens of his camera. Another claimed it was a weather balloon near the space station. I have to wonder what this person was smoking. The space station is in space, and that is why it is called a space station. No balloon is going to reach it at its altitude of about 254 miles. I am not saying I know what this thing is, but since there is a photograph of it, let's be a little more civil. The question should be, is the photo of the object genuine or faked? Isn't that what the question of genuineness of most of these types of photos comes down to? While this is quite a serious subject, I just had to laugh when I heard about it. Cellular service is going to be installed on the moon. Nokia won the contract. They described their service as ultra-compact, low-power, space-hardened wireless 4G network on the lunar surface. Wouldn't it be something if there was already a communications network on the moon built by aliens which was far superior to anything we could build? This is probably a pipe dream, but remember when aliens were reported on the moon by astronauts in a supposedly secret broadcast, and also when it was said there were alien moon bases which we had taken photos of? So why was I laughing? I was thinking of some of the weird problems I have had over the years with cell phones, and felt now we were exporting these problems onto other worlds. There have been some interesting UFO sightings in the last couple of years above Long Island, New York. The island, besides being the home of two of New York City's two boroughs, Brooklyn and Queens, is also the home of Nassau and Suffolk counties. In 2 years, there have been a couple of dozen reports of UFOs over both counties. On a cloudy day over the area known as Elmont in Nassau County, a golden circular UFO hung in the sky right under the clouds. It was low and silent. It was a shock to those who saw it. South Huntington is a town in Suffolk County. A triangular group of lights was photographed in the sky over the town. A photographic expert stated this was not an extraterrestrial device, basing his findings on the fact the lights on the so-called vehicle produced heat, and declared it was just a collection of Chinese lanterns which just happened to fall into a triangular shape. Sorry, this is kind of hard to swallow. I am not saying it was an extraterrestrial vehicle, but lanterns just happening to form a triangle would take incredible odds. One thing which always bothered me was fuzzy or far-off photos of supposed UFOs being used as proof. I am more of a person who would disregard this stuff and not write about it. It is great that most of us now carry camera-equipped cell phones, but depending on the phone, some of the photos taken of objects in the sky leave a lot to be desired. Sometimes these photos are accompanied by exotic stories of motherships and such, and that always makes me feel I wish we had better evidence. I would love to write about UFOs coming out of a mothership if I had evidence which could be verified. One of the great mysteries among UFO sightings is the mystery of the green UFOs. They have been reported for decades, but not nearly as much as the classic types. About 40 years ago, a wave of these UFOs appeared over Britain and gave quite a start to those who saw them. They were seen over several villages in the area. It is unfathomable what these craft are interested in. What could be of so much interest that aliens would fly over these simple places? Maybe it just has to do with the people being studied. These extraterrestrials may have the ability to scan people from their ships without us knowing it. This is a far-out thought, but if this were true, could this be the reason for the seemingly increase in cancer cases? Photography has been used for a long time to capture UFOs. It is now 150 years since the first UFO photo was taken. It was taken in 1870 by Mount Washington and was of a cylinder-shaped UFO. It probably would have been impossible back then to make a fraudulent UFO photo like this showing the mountain, clouds and such. UFO photos are only going to get better because the cameras in our phones are constantly being improved.